The fourth Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书第四章，就是谈到第五个异象。
Zechariah chapter 4 tells us regarding the fifth vision.
我们早上有稍微提到，我们就直接来看第六节。We
briefly mentioned this in the morning. Let us go direct to verse 6.
他对我说，这是主指示所罗巴伯的，万军之主说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能。 乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。So
he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit," says the Lord of hosts.
我们再来看第九节。Let
us see also verse 9.
所罗巴伯的手立了这殿的根基，他的手也必完成这功，你就知道万军之主差我到你们这里来了。
9. The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
我们今天来讲所罗巴伯。So
let us talk about Zerubbabel.
这个意象里面呢，所罗巴伯他是带领 以色列百姓在重建圣殿的。And
Zerubbabel was he who led the people in the reconstruction of the temple.
立了这殿的根基，而且也必完成这功。
He established foundation and shall also finish it.
我们在看圣经，它有跟我们谈到一个表达的方式，就是预表，所谓的预表。The
Bible speaks to us in many ways. One of them is prefigurations.
那这个在圣经里面都有它的痕迹，都有提到这件事情。We
see signs and trails of these things through the Bible.
在撒迦利亚书里面也有很多。 也是在预表耶稣基督。In
Zechariah, there are many prefigurations of Christ.
像所罗巴伯，他是省长，他是大卫的子孙，他预表耶稣基督。For
example, Zerubbabel was the governor. He was descendant of David. He prefigures the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再来看几个经节。Let
us see other verses.
希伯来书第八章。Hebrews
chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。Hebrews
chapter 8.
8章第5节。Chapter
8, verse 5.
希伯来书8章5节。Hebrews
chapter 8, verse 5.
他们供奉的是本是天上事的形状和影像。Who
serve the copy and shadow of heavenly things.
好，这里谈到有一个形状和影像。So
now there is a copy and a shadow.
旧约所献的祭物。 祭司的工作就是一个天上事，属灵的事的一个形状和影像。The
sacrifices offered in the Old Testament are the copy and the shadow of the divine things.
那既然有影像，就是有一个实体。If
there is a shadow, there has to be a body.
再翻过来看第九章。Let
us see chapter 9.
9章23节。Chapter
9, verse 23.
照着天上样式做的物件。 必须用这些祭物去洁净，但那天上的本物，自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。Therefore,
it was necessary that the copies of the things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things themselves with better sacrifices than these.
好，这里有天上样式的做的物件。So
here we have the things done by the copies of the things in heaven.
就是祭物了。
This refers to the sacrifice itself.
那些祭物就是要借着天上的样式来做的。The
sacrifice is done through the copies of the things in heaven.
所以有一个地上的物，还有一个天上的物。Therefore,
there is a copy in on earth and a copy in heaven.
地上的物就是这些祭司他们所做的。The
copy in the earth represents to the acts that the priest performed.
那个要表达天上的物，属灵的。In
order to manifest the essence of the things. And the copies in heaven.
再看第十章第一节。
Let us turn to chapter 10, verse 1.
十章第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年献、每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。
Verse 1. For the law, having a shadow of the good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with these same sacrifices, which they offer continually year by year, make those who approach perfect.
这里提到说律法是将来的美事的一个影子。
We are told that the law is a shadow of the good things to come.
它不是本物的真相。
But it is not the very image of the things.
它只是一个影子，或是一个模型。
It is only a shadow or a mold.
好了，我们从这些经文就可以知道。
And from these verses, this will realize.
旧约的圣经它是做一个预表。
The Old Testament is a prefiguration.
或是它是一个影像。
And we can say it is a shadow.
但是这个实体呢，是要在恩典时代来实现的。
The image, the concrete body, is fulfilled in the New Testament in the period of grace.
神在启示他的话语呢，有用预言的方式来表达。
God reveals His word, for example, through prophecies.
就是直接用话说。
That is to say, He speaks verbally.
或是说给他看异象，做一梦。
Or maybe He makes people see visions or have dreams.
但是他另外一个方式就是用预表的方式来表达。
But yet another method to express his message is prefigurations.
那预表的方式简单讲就是影子跟实体之间的关系。
Put simply, the relationship with the prefiguration and that which is prefigured is that of shadow and body.
看到这个影子，可以猜得出来它这个本相，它的实体是什么。
When we see the body, we can guess what the shadow, we can guess what the body might look like.
另外一个是用模型跟本体来看。
In other ways, we can also express it as the mold or the outline and the actual body.
要做一台汽车，它有翅膀啊，可以飞起来的。好，它先做一个模型。
In order to make a flying car, for example, you need a certain mold or outline to follow.
等到它以后真的量产了，实体物就出来了。
And when it is actually put into manufacturing, we can see the finished product.
这种方式叫做预表的方式。
This is what we call prefiguration.
那希伯来书它就讲这个东西。
And Hebrews is dealing with this exact same thing.
我们刚刚看了这三段经文都在讲，有一个地上的，有一个天上的。
These three verses that we just read, speak in the same vein. There is something on earth and something related in heaven.
一个是模型，一个是实体。
One is the mold, the other one is the product.
影子。跟它的本体
，the shadow and then the body。
好，那模型跟影子都不是很清楚。
So neither the shadow nor the mold are clear in what they actually are。
但是圣经它用这个方式来表达。
But this is how the Bible expresses God's message。
而且圣经本身它自己这样解释。
And the Bible itself explains itself in this manner。
好了，我们现在看前面有打出来哈。
So before you have the slide，
我们从圣经来了解以后，就把它整理出有这个六个特性。
After our study of the Bible, we can understand six basic characteristics of the prefigurations.
就是预表的表达方式的，它有六个特性。
That is to say, when the message is delivered in a prefigurative manner, it has six features.
也可以说就是六个条件。
Or we can also put it as six conditions.
也就是说呢，圣经里面呢看起来，它要用预表这个方式来表达真理的时候呢
？In other words, when the Bible wants to make known the truth through prefigurations,
它有这六个条件。
Then it has to fulfill these six requirements.
符合这六个条件，那就是用预表来表达的。
If it follows all six conditions, then we can say this is a prefiguration of something.
那如果没有具备这些条件，这六个条件呢，就是它是用一般性的方式来表达的。
If it'snot according to all six requirements, then it is just ordinary indicative speech.
那这个预表是一个很特别的方式。
A prefiguration is actually a very special way of expressing something.
它受这六个条件的限制。
And it is limited by these six characteristics.
那这是我们从圣经去把它整理出来。
This is what we have found out after our study of the Bible.
我们一个来介绍，然后我们引一些经文来做印证。
Let us go through these items one by one and use some verses as a reference and proof.
好，第一个是历史性。
First, it is historical by nature.
那这个什么叫做历史性呢
？And what does this actually mean?
就是说我们要用来作为一个模型，这个东西呢，它在历史上是真的存在过的，是它有它的一个历史性，不是凭空想象出来的，不是捏造出来想象的东西，是真正存在过的。
What this fundamentally means is that if we're going to take this mold to make something out of it, it must have existed at some point in history, not something that we abstractly thought about.
好，所以我们就是说从旧约来看。
So from the point of view of the Old Testament,
这个东西在旧约圣经里面有提到的。
It has to be mentioned at some point in the Old Testament.
啊，它要作为一个模型的。
It has to serve as a mold.
啊，它要成为一个影子的。
It has to serve as a shadow.
它是一个地上的东西的。
It is something physical, terrestrial.
但是它要对应到新约恩典时代来。
But it has to have a pointer, a reference to the New Testament.
让我们看到那个实体实现。
Letting us know where the fulfillment of that mold happens.
就是在历史上曾经存在过的人。时地物、啊、人事时地物、啊、
That is to say, we have to see where this person or object or event happened in the past.
或是一套的制度
or place or policy.、
啊、神预先用这些在历史上真正存在过的人事时地物制度要作为一个模型。
Or institution. All these things have to have existed in the past for God to make a model of something to explain something else.
它好像是一个影子一样。
So it is like a shadow.
好了，比如说，我们常常在讲，摩西他预表耶稣基督是大先知。
For example, we often say that Moses prefigures Christ as a great prophet.
那摩西是不是真实存在过一个人？
So did Moses exist as a person?
还是小说中的人物？
Or does it come from some novel?
他是真实存在过的、啊。
He is a historical figure for real.
他在世是120年的寿数啊。
He lived 120 years on this planet.
他的事迹记录在、这个圣经里面、啊、有很大的篇幅。
And his dealings and doings are recorded vastly in the Bible.
他是真实存在过的。
He is a man that truly existed.、
啊、好像说我们去把他做出一个模型一样。
This is how we can make a mold after his shape.
这是真实存在过的。
This is someone that truly existed.、
啊、那是。事情的事
How about the event or the act?
做一件事情，比如说献祭。
For example, the action of offering.
啊，祭司献祭赎罪的这个动作，这件事。
When the priest offers a sacrifice for the atonement of sins.
啊，这是在旧约圣经里面记载，而且他们一直在做的。
This is something the Old Testament records and that we see occur quite often.
但是这个要来预表耶稣基督，他成为一个赎罪的祭来代替我们。
But this represents that the Lord shall be the sacrifice of atonement replacing us.
啊，这个献祭是历史上真实存在过的。
So the act of sacrificing is actually something that existed in history.
啊，比如说我们说时间。
For example, when we talk about time.
起初神创造天地以后。
In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth afterwards.
用六日的时间来创造。
There were 6 days dedicated to creation.
第七日、神就安息了。
And on the seventh day, he rested.
他把第七日定为圣日。
He established the seventh day as a holy day.
这个时间是一个分别为圣的。
And this day, this time, is sanctified.
后来纳入到这个十诫里头。
And now it is put into the Ten Commandments.
所以还没有律法以前，它就存在。
So before the law existed, the Sabbath existed.
但是这个世界灭掉以后呢，在永恒的世界里头，还有一个另外一个安息日的安息。
But after this whole world passes away, in that glorious kingdom will be a Sabbath.
就是永恒的安息。
Which will be the eternal Sabbath.
所以它有一个预表性。
So there is a prefigurative nature.
它是一个、在地上遵守的。
It is something that we keep in this plan in our time here.
但是要预表将来在永恒的世界里面。
And it prefigures where we are going and what we will do in the heavenly kingdom.
我们在讲地。
Let us talk about location.
啊，锡安山。
Mount Zion.
耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem.
啊，应许之地，圣地。
The promised land, the holy land.
预表属灵的真教会。
They represent the spiritual true church.
或是预表将来的天国。
Or they also represent the heavenly kingdom in the future.
人事时地，再来讲物。
So we mentioned a person, the action, the time, and the place. Now let us talk about the object.
好，献祭的祭物。
Let us talk about the object of sacrifice.
预表主耶稣基督。
It represents Jesus Christ.
约柜。
The Ark of the Covenant.
这个约柜预表神的临在。
The Ark of the Covenant represents God's abidance.
会幕预表真教会。
The Tabernacle represents the true church.
圣殿预表真教会。
The Temple represents the true church.
也预表主耶稣基督，他的身体就是这个殿。
It prefigures Jesus Christ, for his body is the temple.
那像现在我们讲这些东西，都是真正存在过的。
And we mentioned all these things that existed at some point in history.
也就是说，神在历史当中，他已经先安排好了。
That is to say, God already so planned through history for this to occur.
在人生活的过程当中，会有很多人事、时、地、物的产生。
In the process of living, we encounter people, matters, actions, objects.
但是神已经在这个当中，他已经先命定了某些东西，啊，是要作为模型的。
But God already predestined some things to serve as molds.
而不是所有的东西都是被作为预表的模型的。
It is not that anything and everything can serve as a mold of prefiguration.
这个有神的拣选或命定。
There is God's predestination or God's election.
可以说这是神的设计。
We can say this is God's design.
他把它定了这个东西。
Because it has fixed things in this manner.
我们会很感动。
And we shall be touched when we
stand. 只有一位能知过去、能知未来、掌管人类历史的这位神，他才能够设计出预表这个东西出来。
Only he who knows the past and the present and governs and controls the world and its time can design such a thing.
所以预表这个手法呢，在其他的宗教是看不到的。
So the method of prefiguration cannot be seen in any other religion.
因为他们的神，他们所谓的神明，他们的教主，并不是像我们的主一样啊，全知全能。
Because they are so-called gods, their so-called founders are not omniscient and omnipotent like our God.
所以第一个条件就是历史性。
So the first condition is that the prefiguration is historical in nature.
作为模型的这个东西。
And it serves as a mold.
在历史上是真正存在过的。
It is something that truly existed historically.
但是它是要向着未来告诉我们一项真理。
But at the same time, it is predictive of the future in nature.
那第二个就是预先性。
So secondly, we have it is predictive of the future.
这个预先性的意思呢，有两层。
This actually has two implications.
啊，模型在先。
First comes the mold.
再根据这个模型造出实体。
And after there is a mold, there is a particle body.
先看到这个影子。
First we see the shadow.
然后再看到这个人出现。
Then we see the person appear.
所以他们两者之间彼此有一个先跟后的关系。
So therefore there is a priority or order when we consider these two elements.
啊，但是这样还不足以啊。表达出这个预表它的特性。
But this is not enough to explain why the prefiguration is special.
这个预先性就好像说一个人他讲了一句话。
The predictive nature of a prefiguration is similar to a person speaking.
是意有所指的。
It is it unfolds in a certain direction.
他的话好像是射出的一支箭。
It is like an arrow being shot out.
他为着未来已经铺了一条路。
And it has already paved a way.Looking towards the future.
他已经为还没有发生的事情呢做了一个伏笔。
There is already a setting being set up for that which did not occur yet.
但是他的语义当中呢，会让我们朝向未来有一个期待。
But in their speech, we are indicated towards a hope or expectation of the future.
会让我们知道说这是一个未来要实践的一件事情。
It makes us know that it is an event that will come to pass in the future.
不是在他讲话的那个时候。
That it does not occur when the speech is uttered.
但是他已经先讲了。
But it is foretold beforehand.
是在未来的某一个时刻要来落实的。
It is something that will come to pass, that will land in the future.
我们来看《申命记》十八章。
Let us turn to Deuteronomy chapter 18.
申命记十八章。
Deuteronomy chapter 18.
申命记十八章，我们从这个第十五节来看哈。
Let us start from verse 15.
申命记十八章十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 18, verse 15.
主你的神要从你们弟兄中给你们兴起一位先知像我，你们要听从他。
The Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. Him you shall hear.
十八节。
18.
我必在他们弟兄中间给他们兴起一位先知像你，我要将当说的话传给他，他要将我一切所吩咐的都传给他们。
I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him.
神借着摩西对以色列百姓说，
God told his people through Moses,
要从弟兄中兴起一位先知像摩西一样。
From your brethren shall rise up a prophet like Moses.
那个比照的位分像摩西。
And he will be in the likeness of Moses in his role.
未来要发生的。
This is something that will occur in the future.
所以这个语义当中啊，不是在当时候能够来成就，是未来一个时间。
Therefore, the realization of what is spoken is not realized when the words are spoken, but rather in the future.
好，那既然主耶稣要像摩西这样成为大先知
，Given that Jesus Christ would become a great prophet like Moses,
摩西是真实存在过的人。
Moses was a person that existed in history.
所以他有历史性。
Therefore, there is a historical nature.
现在他讲这个的是朝向未来要发生。
Now, what we are talking about is pointing towards the future.
所以存在的预先性。
Therefore, it has a prediction of the future.
第三个是真理性。
The third point is that it has a connection to the truth.
就是说，圣经在表达几个重要真理的时候呢，它用预表来表达。
That is to say, when the Bible wants to explain important matters concerning the truth, it uses prefigurations.
是有关于基督救赎。教会审判这四大主题来看
related to four main themes Christ, the church, salvation and judgment
旧约里面大概谈的就是这四大主题
These are the four main themes in the Old Testament
所以它是聚焦在整个圣经的大主题救赎这一个这个大的题目底下
And all these things are placed under the focus of salvation
弥赛亚就是受膏者要来。
The Messiah, the Anointed One, is coming.
哦，他的君王的身份、祭司的身份、先知的身份。
He carries the role, the identity of a priest of a king and a prophet.
以及他这个三个身份的这个工作。
And also, he performs the duties of these three.
分别都有麦基洗德来做预表。
And there is Melchizedek, who is a prefiguration in all three aspects.
大祭司。
He is a great priest.
还有撒迦利亚书里面的那个约书亚大祭司。
Also, we have Joshua in the book of Zechariah as a great priest.
另外呢，先知就像摩西一样的。
And also, he is a prophet like Moses was a prophet.
君王呢，就是大卫来预表。
And as for king, he's prefigured through David.
所罗门王来预表。
Through Solomon.
还有麦基洗德也是君王。
And also, Melchizedek is a king as well.
再来就是在撒迦利亚书里面的所罗巴伯。
Also, we have Zerubbabel in the book of Zechariah.
所罗巴伯是大卫的后裔。
Zerubbabel was a descendant of David.
主耶稣也是大卫的子孙。
As was Jesus Christ himself.
好，所以这个方面来看呢，这是预表主耶稣当君王。
So from this perspective, there is the prediction, the prophecy that Jesus would be a king.
所罗巴伯他是省长。
Zerubbabel was the governor.
他是犹大省长。
He was the governor of Judah.
但是当时候他们被这个波斯帝国统治。
But at that time, they were governed and oppressed by the Persian kingdom.
所以这个波斯王让他们回到这个犹大地区的时候，他们会找一个有代表性的人物来当省长。
Therefore, when the king allowed them to return to their province to the land, there was a leader elected in their representation.
这样才能够有领导的这个权柄。
In this way, there would be someone with authoritative power to lead the people.
那就从大卫的后裔当中去找。
And they chose someone from among the descendants of David.
但是他因为他们是这个殖民地啊，所以他们不能够称王啊，所以只能够称省长。
Because they were a colony, they could not crown their own king. They could only establish a governor.
但是他做的工作就是跟君王一样。
But their function was quite similar to a king anyway.
那现在我们就讲了。
So now this is what we say.
撒迦利亚书里面
，In Zechariah,
所罗巴伯预表主耶稣，他是当君王。
Zerubbabel prefigures Christ as king.
大祭司约书亚就预表主耶稣当祭司，大祭司。
The great priest Joshua prefigures Jesus Christ as a high priest.
他是受膏者那么。还有圣殿要重建。
He is the anointed, and he is rebuilding the temple.
所罗巴伯建圣殿。
Zerubbabel rebuilt the temple.
主耶稣这个身体呢，这个被拆毁，三天以后又重新建立。
Jesus's body was destroyed, and in 3 days it was rebuilt.
他自己这是这个殿。
And he himself is the temple.
教会就是殿。
The church is the temple.
我们每一个弟兄姐妹就是一个小的殿。
Each of us is a miniature temple.
主耶稣是建造者。
The Lord Jesus Christ is the creator, the builder.
他是一个君王的身份。
He is the king and has such an identity.
这个就是预表的内容。
This is the content of the prefiguration.
所以有了这个弥赛亚耶稣基督这个圣殿就是真教会。
So when we talk about the Messiah, Jesus Christ, and the church, that is the temple.
那救赎的方法呢？
What is the method of salvation?
祭司里面祭司献祭的律法里面所谈到的那些献祭的条例，都是在预表耶稣基督。他成全救恩。
The conditions and the requirements that the law poses in regards to sacrifices are fulfilled in Jesus Christ.
那最后这个部分就是审判。
And the last part is judgment.
到最后末日要全面性的审判。
In the last day, there will be complete global judgment.
这是这些重要的道理。
And these are the important truths that we are speaking about.
无关乎个人的芝麻小事。
It doesn't have to be to the petty little things that occur to each individual.
围绕在圣经大主题底下。
But rather they circle about the main theme of the Bible.
用这个预表来表达。
And they're told to us through prefiguration.
那当然我们知道哈，除了预表以外，还有很多很多的这个表达手法，也是在谈论这些重要的道理啊。
Of course, we know that outside of prefigurations, there are many other ways in which the Bible tells us about these very important matters.
那现在我们讲的就是说，预表它是表达重要道理，没有表达，没有去讲其他小事。
But what we want to emphasize is that prefigurations always talk about very important matters, not little petty ones.
啊，焦点就是在救赎。
And the focal point is salvation.
谁来完成？
Who accomplished that?
主耶稣基督
Jesus Christ.
啊，那么透过什么呢？透过真教会要去完成这个工作。
And through who? Through the true church who will accomplish the work.
那个方法就是他成为赎罪的祭物。
The method for Christ to be the sacrifice.
啊，那么因信称义的就不落在审判底下。
And those who are justified by faith shall not fall under judgment.
啊，这些概念就会跑出来。
And now all these concepts spring out.
我们再看。
Let us continue.
第四个是相似性。
Four is metaphorical comparative.
相似性这很容易了解。
And this is quite easy to understand.
模型跟实体之间一定是存在着相似性。
When we have a mold and a body, there is certain comparison or commonality.
但是这个相似性不是全部每一个细节都是相似的。
But the commonality is not total, it is partial.
这个模型它要凸显出这个东西的特性。
The mold has to be able to express the what is special about the body.
所以有它的重点。
Therefore, it has its function, a main point.
那有什么相似呢？
And where is the similarity?
有些可能是形状的。
Sometimes it is by shape.
有些可能是它的功能的。
At times it is by function.
有些是强调它的职分的。
Sometimes it is by identity or role.
有些强调它的内涵的。
Sometimes it is through the content.
好，那我们可以来做，来做一些比喻。
Now
来做一些解释。
We can make a further explanation about this.
好，那是这个牛羊要被杀献祭。
For example, bulls and rams are supposed to be sacrificed and killed and offered.
要先杀。
First, they must be slaughtered.
哦，要流血。
They have to bleed.
哦，然后才能够赎罪。
And after that, sin can be atoned.
那主耶稣被钉。
Jesus was crucified.
流出血。
And he bled.
用他的血来赎我们。
And with his blood, we are redeemed.
这个他动作上是相似的。
There is a similarity in action here.
而且在它的功能上是相似的。
And also there is a similarity in function.
啊，摩西预表主耶稣当大先知。
Moses prefigures Christ as a great prophet.
这是在他的职分上相似的。
And their similarity is in their role.
麦基洗德预表主耶稣是君王。
Melchizedek prefigures Christ as king.
这也是在他的职分上相似的。
And the similarity now is also as in the role.
啊，以色列百姓他们走旷野路，他们很埋怨神呐。
The Israelites grumble against God as they walk in the wilderness.
啊，然后呢，这个就有火蛇啊。红色的那个火蛇出来咬这些埋怨的人。
And then these fiery serpents bit those who grumble against God.
那个时候摩西就向神祷告。
And now Moses prayed to God.
该怎么办呢？
What to do?
神就指示他。
Then God gave him instructions.
哎，你要做一条铜蛇。
Build for yourself a great bronze serpent.
你做了这个铜蛇呢，把它吊起来。
After you have built the serpent, hang it up.
这些被火蛇咬的人呢，一看呢，就可以保住他们的生命了。
If whosoever is bitten by the serpent looks upon this bronze serpent, they will preserve their lives.
这也是一个典型的例子哈。
This is also a case in point.
我们来看一下。
Let us
民数记二十一章。
Refer to this passage in Numbers chapter 21.
民数记二十一章。
Numbers 21.
民数记二十一章，我们看第六节哈。
Numbers chapter 21 verse 6.
因为他们埋怨神嘛。
Because they complain against God.
第六节。
Six.
于是主使火蛇进入百姓中间，蛇就咬他们，以色列人中死了许多。
So the Lord sent fiery serpents among the people, and they bit the people, and many of the people of Israel died.
啊，第八节。
Eight.
主对摩西说：“你制造一条火蛇，挂在杆子上，凡被咬的，一望这蛇就必得火。”
Then the Lord said to Moses, "Make a fiery serpent and set it on a pole, and it shall be that everyone who has been, when he looks at it, shall live."
啊，摩西便制造了一条铜蛇，挂在杆子上，凡被蛇咬的，一望这铜蛇就活了。
Nine. So Moses made a bronze serpent and put it on a pole, and so it was, if a serpent had bitten anyone, when he looked at the bronze serpent, he lived.
这个在动作上有相似。
There is a similarity in action.
主耶稣被钉十字架。
Jesus was crucified.
就吊起来。
He was hung up.
一仰望他，
As we look upon him,
因信就得救。
We are saved by faith.
这个在动作上相似。
So the action here is similar.
但是更重要的是，在它的那个功效上是相似。
But most importantly, the function of the effect is similar.
它能够保命。
It can preserve lives.
我们就能够 得到灵魂的生命。
He can save lives that were our souls are saved today.
所以它是有相似性。
And therefore we see similarity in function.
好，那么再来看对应性。
There is a purpose of a reference.
我们翻过来看约翰福音第三章。
Let us turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十四节。
John chapter 3 verse 14.
十四节十五节。
14 and 15.
摩西在旷野怎样举蛇，人子也必照样被举起来。
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
叫一切信他的都得永生。
That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life.
这是主耶稣他亲自解释。
This is what Jesus explained himself.
他是告诉尼哥底母要从水和圣灵生才能够进入神的国。
He told Nicodemus that in order to enter the heavenly kingdom, he had to be reborn from water and spirit.
那谈到救恩的这个道理，他就一转就转到摩西举起铜蛇这件事情。
And talking about the principle of salvation, all of a sudden, we are faced with the topic of Moses elevating the serpent.
所以主耶稣他自己去把这个预表把它拿出来讲。
So Jesus himself took upon this prefiguration to explain it.
就说他被钉十字架的时候，大家一仰望他能够得救，这个就是摩西举铜蛇那件事情啊。
When he would be crucified and elevated on the cross, and people would look upon him for salvation, this referred to Moses' event.
所以圣经自己解释圣经。
So the Bible explains itself.
他自己去界定有预表这个东西。
It attests for the fact that there is such thing as prefiguration.
好，但是呢，我们再看一下哈。
But let's take a look at.
现在我们讲的是对应性嘛。
Now we are talking about reference.
这个对应性的意思就是说，旧约的圣经跟新约圣经的连结。
When we talk about reference, we talk about a connection between the Old and New Testament.
也就是说，如果这个预表是出于神的设计
，That is to say, if God designed this thing we call prefiguration,
它的目的是要让我们明白。
Then its purpose must be for us to understand.
那么这些这个影子跟模型，就是在旧约里面。
So the shadow and the mold exist in the Old Testament.
那它对应到新约来的时候
，And when they are referenced into the New Testament,
它有两个对应
，And they have two types of reference.
一个就是主题思想的对应
，One is in the theme or in the logical process.
一个是经文直接的对应
，The other one is through the text.
那这样子的话就连起来了
，And now we can put all things together.
也就是说，你有找到，你有看到一个模型
，That is to say, you saw the mold.
那你也有看到实体了
，And you also saw the product.
啊，模型跟实体两个连起来。
When the mold and the product are put together,
好了，如果你只看到模型
，If you were only to see the mold,
你找不到实体
，You would not find the body.
那显然这个不是要用预表来预表的
if
做来表达的。
If you see the mold but not the body, then you know this is not prefiguration.
你看到一个影子
，If you see a shadow,
这个人出现
，That person appears.
他连接起来
，And now you connect the two together.
他的对应性就跑出来
，Then reference is clear and obvious.
那就是一个确定了。
And now we have a confirmation.
这是要用预表来表达的。
That what we are seeing is God expressing His message through a prefiguration.
像现在这样，这两个经文直接对应。
Exactly as we have referenced just now, these two verses refer to one another.
但是有一些不是经文直接对应。
But sometimes the reference is not from the text.
就是主题跟思想上是对应。
It is actually on the greater theme and on the logic behind it.
旧约跟新约之间的关系也有这种现象出来。
When we join the Old and New Testament, we see this occur quite often.
好了，我们再讲第六个条件。
So let us go to the sixth requirement.
就是说提升性。
It elevates the basic meaning.
什么叫提升性？
And what does this mean?
你看旧约的模型。
When we look at the Old Testament and its mold,
新约的实体。
And the actual body in the New Testament.
模型汽车。
The model car.
实体汽车。
Then we have the actual car.
提升起来了。
There is an elevation.
它原来是模型。
Before it was just a mold.
但是现在实体出来。
Now the concrete product appears.
模型汽车不能开的。
You cannot drive a mold or a kit car.
实体汽车可以开的。
But an actual manufactured car you can drive.
大卫当王。
David became king.
预表耶稣基督。
Prefiguring Jesus Christ.
但是大卫是在当地上的王。
But David was a king on earth.
主耶稣是当属灵的王。
Jesus is a spiritual king.
天上的王。
He's a celestial king.
提升起来了。
He has been elevated.
因为他要表达一个重要的道理。
For he is meant to explain a very important truth.
影子要预先告诉我们实体。
The shadow tells us about the body about to appear.
模型要告诉我们一个实体。
The mold tells us about the product being manufactured.
后来出现的实体当然是对于这个 模型来讲，它都是提升起来了。
And of course, there's an elevation of the status when the mold or the body, or when the body or the portal come out.
属地的提升变成属天的。
What is terrestrial is elevated to be celestial.
属世的提升变成属灵的。
What is worldly is elevated to become spiritual.
短暂的变成永恒的。
What is fleeting becomes eternal.
啊，不完全的变成完全的。
What is imperfect becomes perfect.
啊，大卫当王四十年又六个月。
David was king for 40 years and 6 months.
有限的时间。
This is a finite period of time.
但是他预表主耶稣基督当王。
But it prefigures Jesus Christ being king.
主耶稣基督当王是永远的王。
Jesus Christ reigns forever and ever.
哎，提升起来了。
So now there is an elevation of essence.
这个属地的这个圣殿。
The temple that existed on this earth.
预表教会。
Prefigures the church.
那教会是属灵的，提升起来了。
And the church is spiritual, so there is an elevation.
圣殿被毁掉了。
The temple was destroyed.
但是神属灵的教会它是永远长存的。
But God's church will last and endure forever.
哎，你发现它两者之间有一种比较，不但是相似对应，但是它更是有一个提升的现象。它比较出来的时候，它就提升起来了。
So when you consider the two, you realize that not only there's a similarity and a reference, but actually there is an elevation of the latter.
它最后要表达就是这个被提升起来的这一个完整的。
And in the end, this thing that is elevated becomes perfect.
这六个条件。
And these are the six conditions.
你看看，以色列百姓望这个铜蛇。
Let's take a look at the Israelite people look upon the bronze serpent.
保住他们肉体的生命。
And this is how they preserve their physical lives.
我们今天仰望主耶稣基督。
Today we look up to Christ.
我们得到永远的生命。
And we obtain eternal life.
短暂的变成永恒的，不是提升起来的吗？
What is temporary becomes eternal is not a sort of elevation.
所以圣经他自己讲。
Therefore, the Bible itself says.
啊，他自己讲，他这个怎么去解释
？It tells us how to explain itself.
那希伯来书里面整卷都是讲这个东西了。
The book of Hebrews is concerned entirely with this type of thought.
那整个都是这个例子喽。
And there are many, many examples in it.
啊，再看一个例子啊，我看哥林多前书第十章。
Let us take a look at yet another example in 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
啊，第十章我们来看第一节。
Chapter 10, verse 1.
弟兄们，我不愿你们不晓得，我们的祖宗从前都在云下，都从海中经过。
Moreover, brethren, I do not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud, all passed through the sea.
第二节。
Two.
都在云里海里受洗归了摩西。
All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea.
啊，并且都吃了一样的灵食。
Three and ate the same spiritual food.
也都喝了一样的灵水。
And all drank the same spiritual drink.
所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
For they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
好，现在保罗他提到摩西时代的事情。
It is Paul's turn now to mention the things in Moses' time.
那这里面所提到这些事情，是不是历史上真正存在过的
？So is what he mentions something that historically happened as a fact?
是，所以它有历史性。
Yes. Therefore, it has a historical aspect.
他要表达一个重要的道理。
He wants to express a very important teaching.
它有一个预先性存在。
So there is a prediction of the future.
在海里，在与你在海里啊。现在保罗说，这个就是洗礼了，就是接受洗礼了。
That which occurs under the cloud and under the sea is baptism nowadays.
好了，因为云也是水汽嘛。
Because the cloud is a water vapor.
所以他们是全身都在云的笼罩底下，都在漫过他们之上的那个红海当中经过。
They were under the cloud, that is, they submerged in water vapor.
所以我们光从预表就可以让我们知道说，我们今天洗礼是要全身入水的。
So just from this prefiguration, we know that baptism must be full immersion.
好，那你看看。保罗他就是被圣灵感动以后呢，他能够明白，他知道旧约的东西，把他拉过来，说这个就是预表我们今天的洗礼啊。
So now as you can see, Paul reads this in the Old Testament and sees and knows and understands that this represents baptism in the New Testament.
好，所以这个在经文上就有对应了。
So now there is a reference across the New and Old Testament.
而且它是有提升起来的现象。
And moreover, there is an elevation of the nature of the things.
属世的变成属灵的。
What is carnal or terrestrial becomes celestial and spiritual.
圣经它也这样来解释这些。
The Bible explains things in this very manner.
好了，我们就会很感动哦。
And now we feel touched.
我们的主这么爱我们。
For our Lord loves us in such manner.
在历史上已经安排这么多的人事实地物制度的东西，先成为模型。
Through the thousands of years of history, He so disposed that people, objects, actions. All work together to establish the same purpose.
来告诉我们
to tell us one thing.
他是真的爱我们
that He loves us.
这是神精心策划的
This is what God designed carefully and craftily.
显明神的智慧
manifesting His wisdom，
显明神的全能
，manifesting his omnipotence，
显明神的信实
，manifesting his faithfulness，
我们会感动
，and we are touched。
光是这个会让我们感动很久
，just this will touch us and drive us for a long time。
所以我们会更珍惜主给我们的恩典
，and we will treasure even more the grace that the Lord gives us。
那我们大概就跟各位先谈这样，我们这样的话呢，你带这个概念去读。这个先知书里面很多的这个预表，这很清楚。
So we will leave it at that as far as preparation goes. When we read the Bible, it will become even more clear as we go.
因为这样呢，所以在撒迦利亚书里面哈，这些预表耶稣基督的东西，你一个一个都把它抽出来的时候，我们就可以一次把它讲完。
Because of this, we can just extract all the prefiguration of Christ and Zechariah and mention them together, explain them together.
回到第四章来看。
Let us return to Zechariah chapter 4.
撒迦利亚书。
Zechariah chapter 4.
我们昨天谈到这个第三章，大祭司约书亚嘛。
Yesterday in chapter 3 we mentioned Joshua the high priest.
他有一个，可以说是很有意思的。
There is something quite interesting about him.
你看第八节
，verse 8。
大祭司约书亚，你和你坐在你面前的同伴都当听。
Hear, O Joshua, the high priest, you and your companions who sit before you.
他的同伴就是同坐祭司的。
His companions are his fellow priests.
大祭司跟他祭司的同伴呢，都要听。
Therefore, the high priest and his fellow priests, his companions must listen.
那这个括号里面说，他们是做预兆的。
And then it is said, for they are wondrous sign.
这个就讲到大祭司约书亚就是说这个祭司的职分呢，要预表有一个预表，有一个属灵的奥秘要做记号的。
This means this sign is a prefiguration, is something mysterious that will occur.
那你读，我们再读底下这一句话就清楚了。
And let us see how the verse continues, and we shall understand.
我必使我仆人的苗裔发出。
For behold, I am bringing forth my servant the branch.
原文是没有大卫这两个字。
There is no David in NKJV.
但是因为所有的这个先知书里面的这个预言，这个苗裔呢，它是指的大卫的后裔来讲的。
But always in the prophetic books, the branch refers to the descendant of David.
就是要应验在主耶稣身上的。
Which will be fulfilled when Jesus Christ comes.
所以呢，把这两个大字大把大卫这个字呢，把它放上去呢，就会再更加清楚。
Therefore, when some Bible translations put David in the mix, it becomes clearer.
但是没有放上去也可以明白。
But as in NKJV, it is not there, it still makes sense.
好，那现在我看祭司。
Now let us talk about the priests.
祭司是利未的后裔。
The priests are the descendants of Levi.
主耶稣是大卫的后裔。
Jesus was a descendant of David.
是犹大支派的。
He is from the tribe of Judah.
利未支派跟犹大支派。
The tribe of Judah and the tribe of Levi
是不一样的。
Are two distinct
separate 只有利未支派底下一直传下来的世袭的才能够当祭司。
Only those that descended from the branch of Levi can become priests.
但是现在把这两个东西放在一起。
But now we put these two things together.
他说利未的后裔当祭司的要成为大卫后裔的一个征兆一个预兆。
Let's pay attention at what this means. These descendants of Levi, the high priest, will become somehow of the branch of David, and this is the early sign of it.
显然，这是超越人间的那个遗传了。
This speaks to the fact that what is alluded to is beyond the human genealogy as we know it.
主耶稣所承接的是一个属灵的职分。
What Jesus received and took up was a spiritual ministry and identity.
不受人间家族的这个遗传限制。
Not bound whatsoever by limitations in human genealogy.
同时是祭司也是君王。
He is a priest and is also a king.
这是大卫的苗裔。
And this is the branch of David.
那我们再看到第四章。
Let us continue with chapter 4.
那第四章就讲到所罗巴伯。
In chapter 4, we have Zerubbabel.
所以第四个意象跟这个三章八节到十节这边谈到的这个约书亚跟第四章要讲的第五个意象，这个是连结的。
Chapter 3, verses 8 to 10 is related actually to the following vision.
上面是讲到约书亚。
First, we have Joshua in this first vision.
底下是讲到所罗巴伯。
In the next vision, we have Zerubbabel.
那所罗巴伯当时候他是行政的领导。
Zerubbabel was an administrative leader.
约书亚他是属灵系统宗教系统的一个领导。
But Joshua was a spiritual or religious leader.
那这两个就是预表主耶稣基督。
And them too, as we said, represent Jesus Christ.
来重建圣殿。
They prefigure him in the rebuilding of the temple.
那么重建圣殿就是靠着神的灵。
The rebuilding of the temple must be done by the Spirit of God.
啊，立的根基一定要完成。
And the foundation that is laid has to find its completion.
哦，那么这两段经文都有出现七眼啊。
In both texts, there is seven eyes.
第三章的第九节。
Chapter 3, verse 9.
在约书亚面前所立的石头呢，它上面有七眼。
For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon the stone are seven eyes.
在启示录五章六节就指的是七灵。
In Revelation chapter 5 verse 6, it is said that these are seven spirits.
那么第五个意象。
In the fifth vision,
这个第七四章十节啊。
Chapter 4 verse 10.
谁藐视这日的事为小呢
？For who has despised the day of small things?
这七眼乃是主的眼睛，遍察全地。
For these seven rejoice to see the plumb line in the hand of Zerubbabel.
啊，也在原文是没有写到眼哈，只有写七。
In the original text, there is no word eye; it's just the number seven.
但是底下就讲了。
But then it says,
乃是主的眼睛。
They are the eyes of the Lord.
啊，所以中文说这七，这个在语法上很奇怪啊，所以他就把。这个底下语义所已经表明的这个眼睛呢，就把它添加上去了。
So in NKJV it says seven are not eyes, and this is a little strange, but actually this is explained further on that they are the eyes of the Lord.
啊，七眼就是七灵。
The seven eyes are the seven spirits.
那当然是指的神的灵。
And this represents to the spirit, the prefigures the spirit of God.
啊，它遍察全地。
Which oversees the whole earth.
它看顾所有的人。
It scans and protects everyone.
尤其现在要建造圣殿。
Especially now that is the time of rebuilding the temple.
所以神看顾这些工作的人。
Therefore, God oversees and watches after those who do His work.
也看顾整个这个建殿的这个工程。
He also watches over the whole process of the rebuilding of the temple.
好，我们再翻过来看。
So let us continue.
十一节。
Verse 11.
四章十一节。
Chapter 4, verse 11.
我们早上稍微讲了这个意象了哈。
The morning we touched upon this vision already.
前面好像还没有解释哈，我们再看一下第七节。
I think there's some things we need to go back first to chapter 4 verse 7.
大山呐，你算什么？在所罗巴伯面前，你必成为平地。
Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain.
因为有依靠神的灵来建造，所以。所有的困难像大山这样呢，但都会被铲平。
Because there is the Spirit of God overseeing and watching after them, every difficulty shall be toppled, like a mountain.
那所罗巴伯呢？他最后要搬出一块石头放在殿顶上面。
And the end, Zerubbabel will lay a stone at the top of the temple.
把最后一块石头放上去。
When the last stone is placed in its place,
表示这个工程已经完成了。
It means that the work is done.
然后大家就很高兴的欢呼哦。
And then everyone rejoices together and shouts.
因为他们期盼太久了。
For they have looked towards this moment for too long.
啊，那如今能够完成了。
And now the work is completely finished.
就说愿恩惠恩惠归于这殿。
Grace grace to it the temple.
啊，这个就是一种欢呼高兴。
And this is how there is the sound of rejoicing.
好像是在献殿礼的时候呢，大家那么高兴一样。
As in the dedication or a temple of a temple or a church.
也为这个殿来祝福。
There is the blessing of the temple.
好，第九节
，verse 9.
所罗巴伯的手立的这殿的根基，他必定完成。
The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this temple. His hands shall also finish it.
那么你就知道万军之主差遣我到你们这里来了。
Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you.
这句话在撒迦利亚书一直出现。
This phrase is recurring in the book of Zechariah.
这就是一个先知他的证据。
It is the sign, the proof of a prophet.
神借着他所说的话会应验。
That means that through the words that God put in His mouth, this thing shall come to pass.
那这个也是对当时的百姓一种鼓励。
It is an encouragement to the people of the time.
啊，因为他是非常肯定的来说这句话。
Because there is much affirmation in the wording.
表示说神借着他所说的一定会应验。
It means that whatever God put in His mouth and He said shall come to pass.
第十节
，verse ten.
当时候可能有一些人呐、啊，会觉得说。难道建造圣殿有这么重要吗
？At that time, there might have been people who thought, "Is the temple really such big of a deal?"
啊，是不是要先在建造这个城墙啊
？Should we not set our hand to build the city wall first?
或者是说，有人像哈该书第二章第三节所说的那种心境
？Or maybe some people had the heart mentioned in Haggai chapter 2 verse 3.
因为当时候有一些老人家
Some people among the people there were some elderly.
他们以前看过所罗门王的圣殿。
When they have beheld with their own eyes the majesty of Solomon's temple.
这个殿呢是在六十六年前被毁坏了。
Which was destroyed 66 years ago.
啊，所以呢，可能他们年纪超过七十岁了。
So maybe they were beyond the age of 70.
然后他们看一看，哎呀，这个地基太小了。
And when they made a comparison, they saw that the new temple was a little smaller.
岂不在眼中看如无有吗
？It is like nothing, like a small thing.
所罗门王是在他极富强的时候，请全国之力去建造了富丽堂皇的这个第一个圣殿。
The original temple was built in the apex of Solomon's reign when the king was at peace and all resources were devoted to one same task.
圣殿的内装几乎都是精金的。
And the interior of the temple was almost completely lined with gold.
但现在是他们国家灭亡了。
But now their kingdom had been destroyed.
是寄人篱下，养人鼻息啊。他是波斯王允许他们回来，给他们一些金银财宝，但总不能够像所罗门王时代那样。
And out of nowhere came the blessing of being able to return and rebuild. They had some help, some silver and gold from the king, but there wouldn't be the expectation that it would be restored to its original condition.
所以整个规模、整个用料都一定不如所罗门王时代。
So the entire framework led to think that it would not be like in the time of Solomon.
可能人有这样的想法。
And maybe this is how people thought.
所以这个地方才有这么一句话。
That is why we have this phrase here.
谁藐视这日的事为小呢
？Who has despised the day of small things？
也就是说，这个建造圣殿这件事情，有人把它看为是不好的，或是这个很不以为意的，或是说不重要的。
This means that some people saw the rebuilding of the temple as something insignificant or not important at all.
那么当时这圣殿完成的时候
，When the temple was finally completed,
这些人他们也会列入在这个欢呼的行列里头。
These people were also the ones in the lines of clamoring.
他们也会明白这就是出于神的工作。
They will now understand that this was the work of God.
那么神一直在看顾这个工作。
God was always watching after this work.
那最后在十一节到十四节。
Now we have verses 11 to 14.
他看到这个金灯台旁边的两棵橄榄树。
The prophet sees the two olive trees on the sides of the lampstand.
就是这两个领导者。
These are two leaders.
这个所罗巴伯跟约书亚。
Zerubbabel and Joshua.
但是有一句话很重要。
But then there is a very important phrase.
他们站在普天下主的旁边。
They stand under the heavens next to the Lord.
所以呢，这个金灯台是不断的接受两棵橄榄树去供应他们的油，直接的无止境的来供应。
Therefore, the lampstand is supplied directly and infinitely by the two olive trees.
这个金灯台就能够为神来发光。
And this is how the lampstand can continue to shine the light for the Lord.
这两个带领者呢，帮助他们。
These two leaders supply their help.
但是他是站在天下站在普天下的主的旁边，这是神来帮助他们。
But they stand beside the Lord of the whole earth who helps them.
那这个油就是象征着圣灵。
The oil represents Holy Spirit.
神说是依靠我的灵方能成事。
The Lord says by my Spirit.
所以真教会的建立是借着神的灵来做的。
The establishment of the true church is by the Spirit of God.
我们在这个当中都参与有份。
And we all have a part in this.
那这个是第五个意象。
This is the fifth vision.
我们也讲了这个预表的一些特性。
We at the same time mentioned the features of a prefiguration.
这个讲完以后呢，再往后我们看到这些我们很快就能够明白了。
With this in mind, as we continue reading, we'll be able to understand more easily.
好，现在我们要来祷告。
Now we shall pray together.